welcome to Larry Reedy's America. Tonight's our whiskey and beer tasting, but we're having a little twist tonight. We're going to be tasting frozen pizzas. And just to give you an idea why and how this came about, I read some articles about frozen pizza, and I think, like everybody else, I'd much rather have a pizza from a pizza restaurant. They're good, they're fresh, but the frozen pizzas have gotten better, and with the economy, it's not all bad to have one in the freezer, especially, you know, young family of four. Yeah, it's tough to spend a lot of money when they've got mortgage payments, electric bills, gas for the car, that's insane price. But anyway, I'm going to give you some statistics. First of all, the restaurant pizzas are not threatened by the frozen. They're 2022 sales was $47 billion. And the average chain restaurant does $776,000 a year. The average independent does $443,000. That's going to vary depending on where you live in the competition. Frozen pizza sales in 2022 were $6.62 billion, and they project by 2030 the pizza sales will be $11.37 billion, and in 10 years, $13.12. I'm sure with the economy good, the restaurants will increase. So they're showing a 6.9 increase every year for the frozen pizzas. Top-selling frozen pizzas. DiGiorno, this is all 2022. DiGiorno did $232 million. Red Baron, $130.5 million in sales. Totino's Pizza, including pizza rolls, $83 billion. Jack's Pizza, $55.5 billion. Tombstone, $55.2 billion. Freschetta, $34.6 billion. California Kitchens, $33.8 billion. Tony's, $23.1 billion. Now, they didn't have any statistics like on Newman's and such, but, you know, with a family of four, if you take the average price on a 12-inch pizza restaurants or Domino's, is somewhere over $14. Now, Domino's, once in a while, they'll have coupons and everything, but just like the other day, I picked up a DiGiorno's for the freezer. It was $4.99. So you figure, and also the reason I eat frozen pizzas once in a while, we go to Mass on Saturday night, 5:30, done 6:30. We're not ready to eat. So we go home, have a drink. If we want a pizza, it takes 15 minutes on my Pizza Zazz Plus to throw on a pizza. Or we wait 45 minutes to an hour for a delivery because we live in a country. Or go in, it's about a 40-minute flip. So what we're going to do, we're doing a blind test on the first pizza right now. And each podcast, we're going to do another pizza, and maybe until we run out of frozen pizzas. But the way we're going to judge them on a scale of 10 is crust, sauce, cheese, topping, and taste. And so we've got Steve, Mike, Greg, myself, and we're all eating, and they're all going to be pepperoni pizzas unless we can't get a certain brand, and it might be have other toppings, but they try to make it kind of even. So anyway, I'm just going to get started, So let's start with Steve. Oh, geez, the pizzas are all gone.
You wouldn't shut up.
Okay.
Steve's was gone first.
Start with grading yours.
My cross is over there.
Yeah.
I didn't like the crust at all. I gave it a 2. I thought it was pretty bland and chewy. Sauce I thought was pretty good, but I could have used a whole lot more of it, so I put that as a 5. The cheese I thought was good, but again, I thought it could be a little more cheese on there. I like how they had 2 different kinds of cheeses. I give it a 6. I thought the pepperonis were real nice. I thought the having the little pepperonis and the big fat slices was nice. I give that a 7. Overall, I just gave it a 5.
Right down the middle. For the taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Greg?
So I like pizza a lot better than Steve. There's no way I could give any pizza a 2, but... The crust, 7, sauce, 7. Yeah, but man, pizza's just tough to ruin. But 7 crust, 7 sauce, 7 cheese. And I'm with Steve. I think the toppings stood out a little more so. So I gave that an 8, but the overall taste a 7.
Mike?
Yeah, there again on the crust, I wasn't overly impressed. I gave it a 3. Cheese, a 5. Could have been more of it. The sauce, I thought the sauce was pretty decent. I gave it an 8. Toppings, 7. I like the pepperoni. I'm with Steve. I like the combination of the both sizes, you know. And the taste, I got an 8 because it's got a pretty decent flavor. So I guess all the way across the board, 6.
Okay, so what's your total, though? In other words...
If I add those all up?
Yeah, let's
31.
Add them all up.
Well, you got an interesting look in your face when you're in.
Okay.
What's that? Yeah. Well, mouth's hanging open because I can't
that's
read.
That's why he wears those shoes and he can see his toes. See?
Yeah, counts 20.5.
Oh, I'm telling you, man.
Okay, I gave the crust a 5. I gave the sauce a 6. I would like to have more of it, but it was still pretty good. I gave the cheese a 6. I gave the toppings an 8. And the overall taste, I gave a 6. I started to give it a 5, but I think the pepperoni saved it for the taste for me. So I gave, mine was a total of 31. What was yours?
25.
20, Greg?
He's still Latin.
Yeah, hold on, I got to pull my...
You need to borrow my toes?
One calculator?
Yeah, let's see. 4 sevens is 28 plus another 8, 36.
36, Mike?
31.
Yeah. So you and I tied on it. It is, this is Private Selection. I guess that's a Kroger brand.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is supposed to be their top of the line. I can't remember what I paid for it. I should have wrote down what I paid. But if this is somewhere in that maybe $6 range, I'd say it's a hell of a deal. If it's like an $8 range, there's too many other ones in there. Yeah. But I thought it, overall it's just not bad. You know, it's mine. I was bullshitting so much. Mine's getting cold.
Great.
Are you surprised that it's a Private Selection?
Yeah.
I was too. Because I would never have thought, I would never have bought one to start with. But for this, I thought, it's not bad.
So I'm assuming it's got the Kroger sauce. I mean, we made a homemade pizza with Kroger mozzarella cheese, Kroger sauce. I can't remember what the crust was, but to me, it was good.
Yeah.
It's been a while, so I don't know if it's reminded me of the same sauce or not.
So when I make the homemade, I take that Kroger and I put it all over. I mean, dump that whole jar on there. Yeah. That's the only, my only... I thought it tasted great.
Tasted good, just wasn't enough there.
Yeah, it could have had more cheese and more sauce, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Even when I order pizzas from a restaurant, though, I ask for extra sauce. So when I get it, man, it's dripping
you
everywhere.
Like it saucy.
Oh, I like it
did
saucy.
They charge you extra for that?
No. Okay.
Really?
No.
That's surprising.
They charge for, like, extra cheese and toppings and stuff and sauces. Yeah.
See, There's one particular restaurant that I looked up the prices, and I won't mention the name, but they don't have a, they don't have a 12-inch. So what they have is a 14-inch, and their 14-inch was $19.24. Wow. And I think we all know who that restaurant is, but that's a... I think a medium pizza, a 12-inch medium pizza, $14 isn't bad. But for a young family or for old people that don't want to go and pick one up, some of the choices for a frozen pizza is not all bad. So that's a...
Especially when you find them on sale, like you said, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, DiGiorno is pretty decent for $4.99.
Yeah, I was gonna say the last time I bought pizzas was like $3.33 at Kroger on their digital specials or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I bought them.
Well, do you always usually keep a frozen pizza in the in your freezer at home?
Mm-hmm. Only when they're on sale.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're on sale, you
then I buy a few. Yeah,
yeah. We keep a couple on hand. Yeah,
we always got them.
Well. I was in Kroger one Monday morning, and that pizza section, I mean, it was, some of them were just bare. I guess that's the one that were on sale over the weekend. It's amazing. As you stand in line, somebody's always got frozen pizza in their car, it seems like.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting, but... the crust is a little chewy, though.
Yeah. I thought it was incredibly bland, too. Yeah. It's got no flavor whatsoever.
Yeah,
no.
Not much flavor on the crust.
I personally wouldn't buy this one again.
In fact...
Even if it was on sale.
Yeah.
I've got to change the crust to a 4, because it wasn't bad when it was real hot. I'm going to bring that down to a 30. But it's just a little... It kind of reminds me of a restaurant that we tried when we were... doing beer tasting with pizzas, and the crust was kind of terrible, and everything else on the pizza was real good. Would you ever buy this?
No, I think you've provided a great service by having me taste it, because I would not.
Yeah,
no, I probably wouldn't buy it, unless it was like on a really, really good sale. Maybe get a couple, but...
Like, 2 for $7?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'd rather have one of them real cheap Totino's ones that get real crispy on the bottom.
I'll tell something about a Totino's, especially after you've been drinking.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I love the pizza rolls.
Sometimes we get those little square pizzas, the Totino's, and I always throw extra mozzarella on it.
Like a school pizza.
Yeah.
They sell those up at Langan's. I love those things.
Do you do the pizza rolls and the... your thing's called.
Yeah. At Easter, that was part of, we had 42 here, and we had some different appetizers and such, and I put 30 pizza rolls at a time on the pizzas and they went through 90 of them. And then 12 minutes to do them.
12 minutes?
And they all came out perfect.
See, I was wondering about the air fryer, because, you know, that air fryer crisps things up a lot more.
That's why I make mine in the air fryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of length of time is it? Around 12 minutes, too, or is it quicker?
It's quicker.
Oh, it's quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets real nice and crispy on the outside.
Yep.
You know, if you're not careful, burn the roof off the top of your mouth.
Yeah. I've burnt my mouth a couple of times on those. You pop them in your mouth, you bite into it, and by the time you... Yeah. It's too late. That hands hits the spot, doesn't it?
Does any of these pizzas you bought have any antihistamine in them?
Yeah, because Greg can't breathe. That's why.
What?
When I eat and drink, I get totally congested.
He spends 99% of his life congested, because he's always eating and drinking.
Yeah, that's true. Just look at me.
If he ain't eating, he's drinking.
And when I'm doing it at the same time, if I got a mouthful of food, man, I can't breathe. It's miserable.
You look miserable. Yeah, yeah. You're making me miserable.
You got an allergy to yeast or
something?
Gluten or something?
I need to hit the allergist, man. I have no idea.
Well,
you might have to quit drinking beer and quit eating pizza.
It's all food. It's all food.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
At least the food I eat.
The pollen count now is up a little bit.
Yeah, somewhat.
I used to have to take all kind of allergy medicine. I take started about a year ago, a teaspoon of honey every day. I have no allergies.
Really?
You know what's even better?
It's got to be local honey, though.
Well, oh, yeah, local.
What's even better is to take raw garlic and put it in your honey and eat a clove.
Really?
Oh, my God. You're getting all the benefits of life in there.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Garlic's good for
I got a jar on my counter. It's got all kinds of garlic in it with local honey, the bull fork honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I ran out because Nancy used some of my honey and some of her dishes. And so I had to get some. I'll buy some from, the boys on the
over in Baltimore.
Podcast. Yeah. So take turns with each one. So good local honey, and do you hear the pouring?
Yeah.
Steve was pouring right next to the microphone, so everybody could hear.
I'm a sound effects expert.
But I'll tell you, hams with pizza is really good.
I was gonna say, yeah, we did hams first, and now he's got the paps. I think the hams is where it's at with the pizza.
Well, we're going to find out.
How do you know your pizza's going?
The aftertaste, man.
The next one we're going to do is, we're going to do the paps. And
not too late.
Yeah. Already threw
we got
can.
Thirsty because y'all talking so much.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah,
that's your guy's candidate.
Well,
hey, doesn't have to be.
But anyway, do you think, we'll find out. I'm trying to mix up these ones. This will be our first one. And for the listening audience, we're going to try to do four of these in one night, and they'll each come out every week because spring and summer's on its way. And Mike's going to be planning. Everybody gets kind of busy this time of year.
Greg may not survive a fourth pizza.
I'm sure. we'll have eight pieces of pizza apiece tonight.
I'm used to this stuff, man. I'm not at the house where I can shoot my nose up with some stuff. I forgot to bring anything, but
it's all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's all the time.
Well, on everything or just pizza?
Damn near everything.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think by looking at this belly that yeah. Yeah, that I'm allergic to food, but man.
Did you ever talk to a doctor about allergies or getting sense?
So it used to be, I used to notice this stuff more back when I used to drink Budweiser all the time before I even got into the bourbon. I would notice I'd get plugged up every time I drink beer. Then it turned into food and beer. So it's really? Like, yeah,
sounds
whatever.
Sounds to me like some sort of gluten deal. Yeah.
I think I'm one of those gluten people.
Yeah, it might be.
Well, see, I have a hard time. If I eat, like, 2 spoons of ice cream, I'm okay. If I have more than that, my triglycerides get active. And the only wine is just too sweet for me anymore. Mm-hmm. But if I drink too much of that Bailey's or the bourbon cream, I have bad reactions to it.
So the dairy stuff in it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. more. But cheese, I can eat cheese till it comes out my ears and never bothers me.
Might be the sugar in it too. The sugar in the bourbon cream, and it's kind of sweet.
Well, see what I did.
That stuff.
For the last,
I put it in my coffee.
Yeah, last 30 some days, I've been on a sugar-free kick. And I love grabbing a handful of candy, and I haven't had coffee, cake, candy, anything. And I feel a hell of a lot better. And I actually lost some weight from it.
Yeah. So I
eat everything else the same, but I lost about 6 pounds by just getting rid of the sugar.
You don't do the pop either? Do you ever drink pop much? Or?
Nah, if I open a Diet Coke, the real small bottle, I can probably drink it in 5 days.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Once in a while, I just like the taste of it. So I'll take a swallow, put the cap back on, put it in the refrigerator.
If I had to drink Diet, I'd go cold turkey on pop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Gross.
Larry says, let's see, 4 ounces of pop or 4 ounces of whiskey?
That's a no-brainer.
No, I don't drink 4 ounces of pop and crack. But I'll tell you, the one thing that I've noticed about the sugar, you just feel, you ever get a sugar high from eating too much candy? Boy, that's just out of my system. I don't know if I can ever go back eating sweets again.
Yeah. Like for me, I did desserts a second cheeseburger.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Once in a while, like a piece of cheesecake with raspberries on top of it.
Yeah.
I mean, or...
You are fancy.
Yeah, or upside down pineapple cake, something crazy like that. Or creme brulee.
I do like creme brulee.
Yeah. But I'm so far I haven't touched anything. Just no sugar. I walk by this big bowl of Hershey Kisses every day and I give them the finger.
Not today, Isis.
Yeah, not today, Isis. There you go.
So, well, okay. Well, this is a fairly short one. First of all, before we do this, continue with the blind taste thing. Do you have a favorite frozen pizza, Mike?
What was that one that we had, the
Screaming Sicilian?
Screaming Sicilian. That's probably one of the best ones I've had. Yeah.
Greg?
I was always a four meat tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tombstone's
but I think they kind of changed it. It doesn't taste the same lately.
Well, I've had a couple tombstones that are really pretty good.
Well, actually, I don't even know if they carry the four meat anymore. It seems like now all you get is the sausage pepperoni.
Well, they still make it.
Four meat, yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't found it. I was looking for that. Steve, you have a favorite?
We don't eat a whole lot of frozen pizzas. Mm-hmm. Right now we got those Totino's pizza rolls that are buffalo chicken flavor.
I didn't know they had those. Really?
Take that, dip in just a little bit of blue cheese dressing.
And the one thing that shocked me when I was doing this research on these, what do you think in 2022, what was the favorite topping for pizza?
Cheese?
Besides cheese.
Okay, well.
I'm sure it's pepperoni, I would think, but...
I think pepperoni, but, man, I don't eat it. I usually don't eat pizza unless it's got sausage on it.
I like sausage.
I bet it's sausage.
Chicken.
Really?
Really?
30% of all the pizzas were chicken.
Wow.
And I would never dream that.
There's a few chicken ones I like, not frozen chicken, but...
Yeah.
The chicken ranch, bacon,
chicken. Yeah, chicken bacon ranch is good.
Yeah.
Boy, they've got like a Cajun hot chicken.
Yeah.
And then there's barbecue chicken that's pretty good, too. Yeah. I like chicken on the pizza.
Yeah. Well, that one that I never had it before, we had it when we did Creek Bottom. And, I thought that classic, that, what was it, chicken bacon, ranch.
Yeah, that was good.
That was great.
Real good. Yeah.
And Chris told me, said they sell a lot of that. So
I love the Cajun hot chicken.
I would have picked pepperoni as the number one seller, but they hit 30%. And then pepperoni was under it, and then sausage and the veggies and all that. But and it's at the point, I've hit a couple Supremes lately, and they don't do it for me because they cut too much meat out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'd rather have the double pepperoni or the pepperoni and sausage or something like that. So
I like a good supreme, but you got to pull those black olives off there, man.
Oh, you know, I like black olives.
That's best.
It puts lead in your pencil.
Yeah. But I just turned 50, so maybe
you better eat a lot of it.
I might be around the corner.
Way home.
Yeah.
So, the one thing that I could never, well, two things I couldn't eat on a pizza. One's pineapple, and I love pineapple. And the other's anchovies. I love anchovies, but I'm on a plain or on a cracker. Mm. I just can't imagine that being on a pizza.
I've never had one.
Have you ever?
Really?
Never have. Never
anchovy.
Tried one.
You never had an anchovy?
I've never had one.
I love anchovies.
Oh, I do too.
I used to hear that as a kid, you know. Oh, anchovies. So well, I never did try one.
If you like to drink beer, you'll have to quench your thirst all the time. The anchovy's got a lot of salt.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, nope, kind of that's a natural salt.
I heard it's kind of an antihistamine as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get him a can of those and a can of black olives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He'll be on a breeze.
Don't you like
that? Mike, I'm gonna stay with a lead-free pencil.
Yeah. Do you like any kind of olives?
I don't. Not really. Not really.
Yeah.
Nothing like with a garlic in it or onion.
Not really.
Down to Jungle
never
Gym's
been
good
big
olive bar and just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've never been much of an olive fan.
Oh, I could eat olives that come out my ears.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Yeah. Any kind. Black, green. Onions in them, garlic in them, I don't
care. Cheese in them.
I mean, if you add some stuff to them, maybe it might, you know, may change my mind. But, like, just to pick an olive up and eat it.
Well, why don't you pick up a can of anchovies and let us know what you think of it.
Any recommendations? Is there?
Anchovies. They got some that are round, and they got some flat ones that I can't, yeah.
You talking about like a metal can?
Yeah.
So they just come
like
canned.
A smoked oyster can.
Okay. Yeah. I've still yet to try that. I know, man. Said that was good.
Smoked oysters are good.
I should have brought some over.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the well-known pencil letters.
anything that'll extend the pencil?
Yeah. Barbells.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish. I wish it was like a bicep.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Can't do anything, working out.
So, this is going to be a relatively short one, and we're going to try to
like
do three more. So, any sane comments for the audience?
If you're going to get a private selection pizza, be prepared to doctor it up a little bit.
I wonder why he turned to Mike when he asked if he had any sane comments.
Yeah.
Well, gee, I wonder.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I agree. But, you know, you could throw a little extra sauce on it. Maybe a couple slices of provolone.
Man, but still not,
you don't need any pepperoni.
I know. I'm just saying, if you got them on sale, be prepared to maybe spice them up a little bit. But no matter what you put on, it's not going to change the crust.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's the crust.
Yeah, it's one of the worst crusts I've ever had. It's just nut.
Yeah.
I'm used to, you know, it's one thing to taste like cardboard, and another thing to be
too chewy.
The texture was all right, but it had no flavor.
Chewy and,
it was a little chewy, but it just had no flavor.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a whole lot going on there.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna cut this one off and do another one. But this, I'm trying to think. I believe this will be aired. Not this Thursday, but the Thursday after. Maybe this Thursday. I don't know where we're at. I have to look. But anyway, let's go out with the national anthem, if I can find it here. There we go. Thank everybody for listening. I hope you like this frozen pizza tasting we're going to be doing, because we're going to do a couple months worth anyway, or maybe more, just so we don't have to come a couple times a month to do our podcast. So anyway, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And I will talk to you on the next podcast.